Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me as always is Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma. Today we have an interesting story about a new machining solution that's entering series production, developed by NKLES SIMMONS and MAPAL. I think our aerospace sector will find this very relevant.
I see, so it's about stator housings for electric motors. That's a hot topic right now, especially with the shift towards electric vehicles.
Exactly, these stator housings are crucial for the drives in battery-powered electric vehicles and hybrids. The process they've developed is pretty innovative, allowing for highly cost-efficient and precise production on a pickup lathe.
Wow, that is so cool. How does it work exactly?
Well, the machine they've developed is called the RASOMA DZS-400-2. It uses two workpiece spindles and has pickup and drop-down areas for raw and finished parts, which are managed via conveyor belts.
I see, and what makes this machine stand out from others?
The key innovation is the complete machining in two clamping systems. The workpiece is first picked up and moved through various stations, then reclamped 180 degrees and finished by the second spindle. This allows for simultaneous machining of inner and outer diameters, which is a patented process.
That sounds really efficient. What about the tools used in this process?
MAPAL provided the tool technology. They used four-blade ISO boring tools for pre-roughing, which reduced the productive time to a quarter of conventional methods. For the simultaneous machining, they have a unique setup where the inner tool rotates while the outer tool is stationary, minimizing forces on the clamping system.
Oh, right. And how does this affect the overall production process?
The process is much faster and more stable than expected. They've achieved cutting speeds of up to 1,000 meters min with optimal cutting material. The cycle time is reduced by 50% compared to standard turning, and the machine's compact size makes it easy to integrate into existing production environments.
That's impressive. I imagine this would be a game changer for automotive suppliers.
Definitely, LTH Castings, a partner in the project, is already using it for various vehicle models. The flexibility of the RASOMA DZS-400-2 is a big plus, as it can handle different housing designs up to 500 mm in diameter and length.
And what about the cost implications?
The focus was on keeping unit costs low. With high machine availability, short cycle times, and reliable processes, they've managed to achieve economical costs per part. This is a significant advantage in the competitive automotive supply chain.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, they mention cases where conventional methods resulted in up to 50% scrap due to quality issues. With the new process, they've solved those problems and improved efficiency. It's a new benchmark for low costs per part.
I see. And how did they handle unexpected design changes during the process?
That's another interesting point. When a major car manufacturer required an indentation on the inside of the component, MAPAL quickly adapted with an ultra-precise actuating tool. The machine side was also modified in coordination with MAPAL, achieving series production maturity during the ongoing order.
Wow, that shows how adaptable the system is. It's clear that this collaboration between NKLES SIMMONS and MAPAL has produced something really groundbreaking.
Absolutely, by combining their core competences, they've set a new standard in stator housing production. This solution is not only efficient and cost-effective, but also highly flexible for different applications.
Thanks for breaking that down, Daniel. It's fascinating to see how innovation in machining can directly impact the automotive and aerospace industries.
You're welcome, Emma. And I think it's a great example of how companies in the Northwest can lead in developing cutting-edge solutions for global markets.
That's right. And as always, we encourage our members to stay updated with these advancements. Thanks for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Until next time.
Goodbye, and keep an eye out for more innovations in our sector.